The following program is produced and furnished in conjunction with Mark Amtower of Amtower and Company, which is entirely responsible for its content.
This is Amtower Off Center, sponsored by General Dynamics Information Technology. Every week, author, speaker, consultant Mark Amtower gives you his take on what's going on in the world of government contracting. Amtower Off Center with your host, Mark Amtower.
Welcome to Amtower Off Center on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I am Mark Amtower. I'm here today with two guests. We have Kimberly Hanscher of Deepwater Point and Luann Brossman of Government Marketing University. Welcome to you guys. Thanks for coming in.
It's our pleasure.
Thanks, Mark.
Kimberly, let's start with you. Give people a little background on who you are, what you do, and your time with Uncle Sam, if you would, please.
Okay, sure. Well, I really grew up in the federal government from a professional standpoint. Started out as a GS-11 computer specialist and loved what I was doing at the Department of Veteran Affairs. I stayed there for 15 years working with both the Veterans Benefit Administration and the Central IT Organization. Really enjoyed the time there, mostly because it gave me really big projects to work on that made a big difference in the organization. And then as I grew up and decided that I would really like to be in IT management, made a goal to be a senior executive. And that brought me to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission as their chief information officer. It was a very challenging job and a very rewarding one. I retired just recently and joined Deepwater Point as a principal consultant. And I've been enjoying that, sort of a part-time work after government.
Okay. And you also have an involvement in the Angel Network. Please tell people what that's about.
The Angels Network is a group of women who formed a giving circle years and years ago, about 20 years ago. And the idea is that those of us who have jobs, have families, have a safety net, when things happen in our life, we can get back up on our feet. But there are some people who just don't have that safety net. So we raise funds through receptions and other events to donate money and grant money to deserving charities that help homeless women in this area. We've helped charities that are typically very small, and a $10,000 grant really makes a big difference. D.C., Maryland, and Virginia charities are the ones that we support, and we love to have donations. You can go to our website, theangelsnetwork.org, to find out more.
And the link to that is also on Kimberly's LinkedIn profile. So got a couple of ways to find that. Luann, welcome back. It's been a long time since you've been on the show.
Thanks, Mark. I am thrilled to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your background and maybe touch on how long we've known each other.
You know, I was thinking about that last night. You and I have known each other for a long, long time. And, you know, I thank you for your service to the government marketing community, Mark. You are, I always say, a force to be reckoned with and highly respected. So thank you for all that you've done in the government marketplace.
Well, you know, you do what you do, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm a simple marketing guy. I just have a point of view.
Yep.
And my mouth doesn't let me be quiet.
I'm honored to be your friend.
Well, thank you.
I've been doing government marketing for over 30 years. I'm passionate about it. It's all I've ever done. Love everything about government marketing. But what I also am finding now is that I love to share the knowledge that I and others have gained over the many years that we have been in this market. I recognize that there's an unfulfilled need in our market today for a platform for knowledge sharing, career development, networking opportunities for professionals in government marketing, particularly networking opportunities. We are told by government marketers all the time that while there's a breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day of the week for IT and to government, there isn't anything special just for government marketers to come together and share best practices.
Not since the government marketing forum back in 2000, 2001.
Long time ago.
Yeah,
that's
it only
right.
Lasted for about 2 years.
That's right. And I also give a lot of kudos to probably 25 years ago, Terry Kelly.
Yep.
Back when I was coming into this market, I used to go and be trained by Terry Kelly, and I really learned a lot. So Government Marketing University will fill that need.
Yeah. Terry's former boss, Terry Miller, was one of my mentors, him and Lynn Bateman, Bateman in particular.
Great. It's something that they really served a need. That need has not been filled. And now Government Marketing University, which is a community collaborative-based approach.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about that.
Absolutely.
So explain the community collaborative-based.
You know, our tagline, and we call Government Marketing University GMARCU for short. And our tagline is for the people, by the people. And what we mean by that is the for the people is obviously anyone that has a need to learn how to effectively market to the U.S. public sector government. You will see also the by the people, a very impressive group of individuals that have already joined on as professors. They're all on our website at gmarcu.com. The nice thing about our professors, they're individuals such as yourself, Mark, as well as anyone that used to be a former editor or publisher of the primary government trade magazines. They're all on board to share their knowledge. So that's the community-based platform. The university has been so well received as well by our vendor platform. For example, Federal News Radio, who we're on today, is forever a premier partner of ours. They also enable us to do our own program called Market Chat that we do quarterly. So we have a collaborative community-based platform, exactly what it sounds like, where the community is coming together to fill this need to the government marketers.
I remember going to the first mashup thing you did over in Tyson's.
Absolutely.
And I was just amazed at who was there, how many were there. It was great because there was, you know, some people I really didn't expect to see there, no names, but all of the, not all, a lot of the key marketing people that I really don't get to see that often. You know, I may see them one-on-one. I may see them when I'm speaking or networking somewhere, again, in small clusters, but not that many marketing people in one place one time.
Absolutely. And you know, we have a video on our website that I encourage people to go watch, which will show that enthusiasm, the excitement that the government marketing mashup brought. Bringing together government marketers and the industry vendors was just tremendous.
And you don't, well, no, I'm not going to go there. So the GAIN conference, we're coming up third week of September, 22nd and 23rd. The scope of this bad boy?
GAIN. GAIN stands for Grow, Accelerate, Innovate, and Network. It will be a multi-year event. We plan on doing this annually, bringing together government marketers in a cutting-edge, highly interactive conference focusing on all the hot topics that government marketers are dealing with or want to bring to the forefront to have addressed. We will have a full-scale hands-on professors and instructors there to bring together very strong workshops. We're going to have a headliner, a way cool guy called Apollo Robbins, who is a pickpocketer. But it's so much more than that. He is going to teach us about focus. Our sub-messaging at the conference is really going to be about how do we focus more, because we all are drinking out of so many different fire hoses. We have a lot of audiences to serve. So how do we come together and focus as a community? So he's going to help us with that while also having fun, because I guarantee he's going to get the watches off of most people while they're at the conference.
Well, wear a watch.
Wear one that day just so we can see it happen. We also, which I'm very excited about, we have Cattell Thielman from Gartner coming in. She published a report back in February 2016 on new U.S. federal market battleground calls for new tactics. And there's a whole section in this report on how to market effectively to the government today. And we've got to have top of mind. We've got to have new, current, relevant insight so that we can teach our government marketers from a university perspective how to better market. We'll be talking later, I know, in the program with Kimberly about the Government Marketing University Ambassador Program, which is really going to be at the forefront of this event coming up as well.
Well, the ambassador program's important, but in the next segment, we're going to talk to Kimberly about her panel, because I'm particularly interested in that. And we'll get there in just a moment. You're listening to AmTower Off Center on FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM. We shall return after this. Welcome back to Amtower Off Center on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. I'm here with Kimberly Hanscher and Luann Brossman. Kimberly's with Deepwater Point. Luann's with Government Marketing University. We're talking about the upcoming GAIN conference, September 22 and 23, out in Chantilly.
It's
somewhere.
Actually in Leesburg at the National Conference Center.
You're making me drive all the way to Leesburg.
I am, but I'm going to put you up overnight.
Holy cow. All right, I'll go.
Okay. You better, because you're leading a workshop. You're very important to this conference.
Is there root beer there?
There can be. If you want root beer, you got it.
That's what I drink. So, Kimberly, a couple of things. First of all, you started the ambassador program for Government Marketing University.
Yeah.
Why and what is it?
Well, the idea was that marketing really can benefit greatly from the voice of government, you know, having someone who brings that perspective and the reality of government consumer for these marketing materials and marketing activities. And that's really what I bring. Having spent my entire career in state, local, and federal government, when I retired, I kind of felt, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. And Luann approached me as she was starting up the Government Marketing University to be the lead on bringing the government voice. We've got a bunch of really talented people who are helping with that effort. During the upcoming conference, the GAIN conference on September 22nd, 23rd, I'm going to be running a workshop along with Karen Britton. She's the former CIO from the Executive Office of the President, the White House, and a really talented woman. And we're going to be doing a workshop giving insight into who are these government personas that you hear so much about, the CIO, the CTO, the Deputy CIO, the CISO, and what kind of role do they play in decision-making, in influencing, buying decisions, and also how do they use the marketing material, and are these the folks that will be attending the events that are sponsored by industry? So we're going to be talking about the leadership, the executive level, but we're also going to be diving down into program management, project management, and how those personas use marketing material, contracting officers, contracting officer representatives, subject matter experts, the technical people who actually use the products, the solutions, and the services that you provide. And members of evaluation panels, source selection teams, who make the big decisions about which company will win competitive procurements.
Okay. So when I'm talking to clients, everybody wants to talk to the CIOs. Is that a viable approach here? For a lot of companies, I mean, I usually tell them to go down two layers because I want them to talk to people who are going to be there year in, year out, not be, you're kind of an anomaly in that you were a CIO and you stayed in the agency for a long period of time.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Let me put it this way. The executive level should not be the only area of focus. The directors that work in the IT department, they might be director of application development, might be a director of operations. You might see a DevOps director. That's the newest consolidation of both development and operations. You might have customer service director. So the director levels that are below the CIO will often be gatekeepers on information and on offerings that are considered by the organization. So that's one of the areas, and those are the personas that often have a great deal of influence on what components go into that agency's infrastructure.
Okay. Luann, we have a fair amount of experience in this. When you were putting together this panel with Kimberly, was this what you had in mind? How do you really focus in and get the attention of the not just the agency executive, but the executive advisory group, if you will?
Absolutely. We've been in line step all along on the planning for this particular workshop. And a lot of it came from our first radio program here on Federal News Radio. Kimberly brought in four former CIOs and IT executives from Federal talking about how not to get the attention of a federal CIO.
I listened to that. That was fun.
It was great. And from that has also bred a breakfast briefing where we held them. And then now we're taking it down to that next layer, because all the time we hear when we build out our marketing plans, is it a business message? Is it a technical message? Do they want white papers? Do they want webinars? How can we get them to come to events? These are all the hard questions that surprisingly don't get answered, because we never have a forum such as the GAIN 2016 conference that's going to have a workshop where they are front and center waiting for you to ask them the questions, as well as Kimberly mentioned, doing role playing. So we're going to see what takes place during a technical evaluation committee meeting. What are they bringing into this meeting? And it's going to be invaluable to the marketers.
I am going to encourage several clients to be at that particular session. This is kind of a different question here. When I saw the structure, usually, this was going to be an exception anyway, but usually when I speak, I show up an hour or two before. If I speak after lunch, I'll show up there for lunch, not to eat, but to make sure I see everybody and hopefully be seen. If I'm speaking before lunch, I'll usually stay. But that's about it for me. I go because I don't have a heck of a lot of time. I'll go in, I'll do my talk, and then I'll vacate the premises. You're doing this round robin thing.
You bet.
That allows people to see all 4 p.m. sessions.
What made me think of that? Why am I making, our speakers talk so many times? Well, first off, I believe, and I think it's proven, that smaller groups of people encourage more interaction versus having 200 plus people in our general session. People just aren't as prone to be engaged. So that was the premise behind that. Also, we want to ensure that we are keeping our attendees, our students, energized and moving and entertained and learning. So the way these workshops will work is they are round robin. They will be quick, succinct, to the point, and you will walk away with great content and actual hard copy, which is also available digital, but walking away with actual information in a nice cohesive round robin format that you will not get bored. The worst thing to have happen is to have the PowerPoint death, right? And we will not do that.
Well, the PowerPoint death, but worth having 2 sessions at the same time and having to pick between the two, and you really want to go to both.
Exactly, and we have eliminated that concern. Cool. Now, the exception to that will be Friday morning. We do have 2 sessions running concurrently, DOD Intel Marketing and State and Local Marketing, and you will be picking one of those, but those are 2 very different.
Well, workshops. Friday you also have a fitness hour.
We do. So. It's optional. The National Conference Center is a beautiful location that is a campus setting back in the woods. So we will have a walking, we will have yoga, and we will have exercising. So it's, again, optional, but I think we'll have quite a bit of turnout. One of the things that we want to emphasize here is kind of take a breath, relax a little bit while you're learning. And that's why we push that. And one other thing I want to touch on for that day, following the fitness hour and getting your showers, the very first session we're having is a session that really has never been held. And it's pulling back the curtain to the mystique of public affairs officers. So we are going to have 4 public affairs setting public affairs officers on our panel answering that hard question, how do we get a case study?
Well, not just how do you get a case study, but, if you're hosting an event, how do you get a government speaker out there?
How do you get a government speaker out there?
I mean, there's having a radio show, and occasionally I have feds on here. We've had the program managers from all of the GWAC offices. sometimes that's, you know, especially when it's somebody like me doing the interview, it's not easy to get these people out. I don't ambush anybody on my show. I'm not Howard Stern or rude or anything, but apparently there's a reputation. I don't know.
Yeah, and as we've been asking these public affairs officers to participate, they're like, wow, nobody ever asked us. They're very excited.
Cool. Well, I know a few if you need more. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Am Tower Off Center on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. More with Luann and Kimberly when we get back. Welcome back to Am Tower Off Center on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I'm Mark Amtower. I'm here with Kimberly Hanscher of Deepwater Point, Ambassador for Government Marketing University, and a supporter of and member of the Angels Network. Please listen to the first segment again if you missed that. And the other guest is Luann Brosman, the founder of Government Marketing University. We haven't talked about how people can register for this thing because it's coming up quickly. So
absolutely, and that's a really good reminder, Mark. Easy to register. Go to www.gain2016.com. We have a full functional conference website. It's got all the details around the different workshops. It's got the agenda. It's got our professors and our instructors. Has all of our vendor community partners that are coming on as sponsors. And we will be adding more information every day.
My old list company, Merit Direct, is one of your sponsors.
Merit Direct. They're a great sponsor of ours.
My days in the list biz. I'm going to give a shout out to a couple of my panelists. Peter Jacob from Lion is going to be on my panel. He's been there for many years. We met at another event recently that we both found questionable at best. So I'm thrilled to have him here. Frontline marketing guy for a company that does virtually nothing but government business. So, and my other panelist to date is Christina Botto Morrison, who we met through LinkedIn. We're both social media geeks, and had the opportunity to speak with her once before. So I was thrilled to invite her and have her accept. She's currently at VMware, and she'll just be a blast to have on the panel. And our panel is agency-based marketing, so it won't be just, you know, LinkedIn stuff, although we will definitely incorporate that. But, you know, how do you focus in on an agency and provide marketing materials that are extremely germane there?
And I'm very excited, Mark, about your panel, because that's the big buzzword. It used to be agency-based marketing, and now it's back again. So I think that our attendees will learn a lot, because everybody in a government marketing position these days are really being forced to do more ROI. They're actually being forced to, and some are being MBO'd and have their bonuses mapped to the pipeline, their sales pipeline. So agency-based marketing is even more important than ever, because that's a way that you can focus in and show results.
Right. And, you know, Anne Marie Clark, another member of your
she's
group.
A founding faculty member.
Right. We worked together when she was at CDW. She's still at CDWG. But her and Max Peterson, who was then vice president of federal sales there, had this collaborative push. And that ties into your Friday lunch panel, which Gigi's going to talk about. So tell me about that.
Sure. You know, there's that. I've said forever, when I am in a marketing position, my customer is my VP of sales. If he's happy or she's happy, then I'm doing my job right. So we want to bring together, and we're bringing together an awesome panel led by Gigi Shum, to talk about that. So what does a VP of federal sales look for in their marketing person? How can a government marketing person build a stronger relationship? A lot of younger marketers are honestly a little intimidated by their leaders within the government sales organization. So we want to remove that mystique, and we're calling it perfecting the dance between sales and marketing. So it will be, again, engaging, entertaining, but yet very educational.
Right, and if you recognize Gigi's name, there's a lot of reasons, not the least of which is she shares a show here with Aileen Black, Women of Washington, which is an absolutely cool show as well. Another, you know, I haven't seen Scott Lewis speak for a while, but I always enjoy it. I've had him on the show several times. Scott's going to do the flip side of the coin from mine, not the agency marketing, but getting yourself in front of and partnered with the right SIs. So, you know, talk about your major role here.
Sure. Yeah. You know, we talked earlier a little bit around how a government marketer has multiple audiences, and you've got to remember the federal SIs because many times they're the ones making the decisions in a government agency, and Kimberly's shaking her head yes. So a lot of times government marketers do not remember them. So what we're doing with that is we're bringing in Scott. He's building out a really creative, and I won't let any secrets out yet, but he's building a creative workshop to make sure that we understand as we leave that workshop how to market and message to the FSIs.
Well, you know, I've used, you know, Scott's been on my show, but more importantly, I've referred business to him because I can put you in front of key people at the integrators, but I'm not going to, you know, pre-vet you for anything. And Scott has been doing this for so long, and he does it so well that I usually just do a handoff, say, you know, here's my friend Scott. You need to get in front of this company. You need to partner with this company. You need to use this guy to do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, Scott can pick up, an additional plug for him. He can pick up a phone and pretty much get an appointment with any FSI out there. And that is even proving even more true as he's building out this workshop.
Yep. Yep. And you know, I want to touch briefly on who should be attending. I've had literally thousands of people attend government marketing best practices, and they come back not to learn new stuff, but often to be reminded of old stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. So everybody, not everybody, a lot of people in the market have been to that session because it's been going on now for 15 years. But for sessions like this, recently, I've seen young people hired because of their social media savvy. Well, you know, Snapchat and other things have very limited use in the government market. Yes, they're out there, but they will not be adopted. The government market is slow to adopt. Okay. It wasn't until late 2010, early 2011 that feds actually started getting on LinkedIn. And the main reason was GSA finally struck deals with the social networks that outlined how federal employee data could be used. Once they struck that deal with GSA, the doors open. Now there's 1.6 million feds on LinkedIn. But I see programs out there with you know, marketing, you know, your products are going out over Pinterest. Well, you know, the government market's not there, boys and girls. I'm sorry to say. Yes, they are on Facebook, but they're harder to find an influence on Facebook. They are on LinkedIn. They are on Twitter. How do you use it? Okay. So this is another reason for people to attend this.
Absolutely.
Especially the novice audiences.
Yes. Yes. So. And I think, one of the things I'm very excited about in general about the university is what we will learn from the young marketers. At the same time, I talk a lot about how the young marketers do not know what they don't know because they have not been in this market long enough. There hasn't been a government marketing university to teach them. So there's going to be a nice cross collaboration among our student base as well of sharing information. And I can learn a lot from, I've got an individual right now that's driving all of our social media for GAIN 2016. Mm. She's amazing. And we found her because we had a contest at our mashup event back in February that whoever tweeted the most from that event would win a prize. And she tweeted 13 times. It was amazing. So she is now helping us with getting the word out, and it's working. So I've learned a lot from her, and I think I know everything. I don't. There's a lot of new technologies that us that have been in the market a long time can learn.
Yep. Well, you know, the session from Cattell Thielman is going to touch on a lot of those new methods, but there's a mix of new methods and old methods that still apply. White papers, case studies still play a huge role in this market. They are not going to go away. They may morph into different formats.
Correct.
So you can turn a white paper into a podcast. You can turn all of this into webinars. But the infographics, you know, I was making fun of infographics for a long time. You know, here's information light. But for CIOs to grasp a concept quickly, this is key stuff.
Yeah. I would love for Kimberly actually to talk about that with infographics.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite medias for just-in-time learning. And, just the combination of the visual, the quantitative information, and the one-page format, you can't beat it for those of us who need to know something quickly and grasp, you know, complex topics. On a range of topics. So I'm a big fan of infographics, and I've actually worked on developing infographics, and it is an art more than it is a science. Mm-hmm. And so having someone who can do that and can ask the right questions to get the content that you need to produce a quality infographic is really something that marketing staff should be working on.
Cool. Going to take a break. You're listening to AM Tower Off Center on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. We shall return for our final segment after this. Welcome back to AM Tower Off Center on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I am Mark Amtower. Nobody else volunteered, oddly enough. I'm here with Kimberly Hanscher, Deepwater Point Ambassador for Government Marketing University, and with Lou Ann Brosman, founder of Government Marketing University. Lou, we've been talking a lot about federal. There's some other aspects here.
Absolutely. You know, it's in cycles, right? One year you just have federal. The next year, next thing you know, you've been brought into public sector. So you're identifying state and local. State and local, for anyone that has not done it, is a whole other garanimal than federal. Very geo, very different contracts. So we're bringing in Tim Carney. Tim is who I look at as the state and local guru. He's amazing. So he's one of our professors, and he'll be coming in and doing a workshop on how to target the state and local market.
I won't tell you how long Tim and I have known each other.
I bet a long time. I bet a very long time. He's a good guy.
I met him when he was like the first business development guy at Federal Computer Week when they started in 87. So... It's been a few weeks.
Yes, and he can stand up, and within 10 minutes, you're going to learn. The workshop is longer, but within 10 minutes of hearing him talk, you will learn so much about how to target the state and local market.
Okay. Now, one of the things my company does is help companies fine-tune marketing plans, but if you need help in this arena, this conference is going to do what as far as opening your eyes to build out that plan.
Absolutely. You know, we talk a lot in our marketing for the GAIN 2016 conference that we will jumpstart your FY 2017 marketing plans. And that's not just marketing words. That is absolute truth. Through the workshops, you will be leaving, as I mentioned earlier, with some hard copy examples of how to build out a marketing plan for around that particular topic. Also, we have been so accepted by the vendor community. And these are companies that we all know. Some are new ones that are coming in that we're introducing.
Go to the website and look at the sponsors of this bad boy.
And they're growing every day because they recognize the need to get in front of the government marketers. I do, though, want to make it really clear that this is not going to be a selling down your throat. This is all about training and education. So the way that we're working in our sponsors is we have our tabletop exhibit, very similar to Mashup, which, again, I encourage people to go to our website and look at the Mashup video, and you will see the party atmosphere. It is not a stodgy tabletop environment at all. Government Marketing University is all about high energy. We will be doing a networking reception on day one, and we will have all the tabletops there. There will be great food. There will be great drinks. There will be karaoke. There will be Apollo Robbins. We'll be stealing your watches. I mean, there's just going to be this very high energy going on during this reception. And I'm just so excited about that.
And the 3.5 hour reception.
It's a nice long reception.
So this isn't one of those 45 minutes people dribble out gigs.
No, that's because, right. You know, we're doing a 2-day conference. And one of the reasons we're doing this conference in the D.C. area versus what we've seen in the past is because there are a lot of individuals that would like to come and spend the night. And that's great. However, there's also a lot of individuals that have home responsibilities. So they're able to come to the conference and then go home and then come back in the morning.
I really like that, having options for registration. And the website, www.gain2016.com, is where you can go and see what the options are, you know, regardless of whether you want to stay for the full 2-day conference, come to Thursday, the first day, and stay for the reception on that day. Or if your schedule doesn't permit, you want to come on Friday only, you can do that too. So there's a lot of different registration options that you can choose from.
And lastly, just to put another little touch on that reception, one of the things we've worked hard at is there's a cast of characters of our great vendors around the Beltway, but there's a lot of them outside of the Beltway that do not have visibility in front of government marketers. One of them is a company called Demand Solutions, which is a expert appointment setting company. That's just one example of many sponsors that we're bringing in. So that's another value of coming to GAIN 2016 is government marketers. I am asked all the time by government marketers, hey, what's the new cool marketing thing I can do? Well, they're going to see that front and center at GAIN 2016.
Well, and it's not just new, cool, it's tried and true.
Tried and true. They would not be there. Exactly.
You know, so there's some things that look particularly staid here and some things that are really new and cool. So give me some final thoughts here. Kimberly, you start off, please.
Sure. I think that one of the things that I'd like to share is that government customers really don't distinguish between sales, business development, and marketing. We just don't know the difference in those disciplines. And you have to remember that when the content is delivered, when the content is consumed, you know, we're really reading for how does this address a pain point? How does this address a driving need or an agency priority? And how you get those that materials and those folks to events are some of the tips that you'll learn at this conference.
Okay. And, you know, that from my perspective, that's absolutely key, because throwing mud at a wall is, you know, one of the traditional methods, and it really doesn't work. Understanding who you're approaching and what they need is absolutely cool. Lou, final thoughts.
Sure. So GAIN 2016 is a premier event focused exclusively on the government marketing university, or the government marketing professionals. Mm-hmm. Both around the D.C. area, but also we have several people that have registered from outside the D.C. area, and that's very exciting. Anyone who markets or sells to the U.S. public sector will find value at GAIN 2016, bottom line. We're going to be offering training, research. Everybody attending will walk away with a certification. So any marketer that's working to get a promotion or a raise, you're going to have a government marketing certification when you walk away from GAIN 2016, which is invaluable. We'll be announcing our mentoring program, which is going to be very exciting as we go into the next year. We have a group of amazing, very solid, multi-year government marketing directors, managers, VPs coming in as mentor programs. So we'll be launching that, as well as our award ceremony that we'll be offering. So if you're in government marketing, come to GAIN 2016.
There you go.
My personal invite to everybody listening to this program.
www.gain2016.com. I'll be there, so you better be there. This is not my day job. I advise companies on all aspects of marketing to the government. I specialize in helping companies adopt LinkedIn for their sales team. I am in the top 1% of the LinkedIn sales index, whatever the hell that thing's called, and I don't even pay for it. So there you go. I also advise companies on developing the subject matter expert platform, and I want to thank you very much for listening to AmTower Off Center.
You've been listening to AmTower Off Center, sponsored by General Dynamics Information Technology. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show or any of our weekly programs anytime at federalnewsradio.com. AmTower Off Center, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.